Anyone who has vacationed in the higher elevations of Colorado, such as Vail and Estes Park, will tell you altitude sickness can be a real problem. Loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, weakness, dizziness, and difficulty sleeping can plague those visiting areas over 8,000 feet. Altitude sickness results from the lack of oxygen at high elevations. At 13,000 feet, every lung full of air holds only 60% of what it would at sea level. Despite that fact, many indigenous people live in areas of low oxygen concentration with few adverse effects. The big question is, how do they survive? The body can adapt to low oxygen levels by making more hemoglobin, an oxygen-carrying molecule in red blood cells. But too much hemoglobin over a long period of time can put a person at risk of blood clots, stroke, or chronic mountain sickness.